Follow in your book and repeat after me as we learn three new words in Turkish. Towel, bath, border. May I see your passport, please?
Yes, I have it right here.
Look at this.
This photograph doesn't look a bit like you now, does it, sir?
Well, it's an old picture.
Precisely.
Is there anything wrong?
No. Would you mind waiting over there, sir? Oh, just leave your bags.
But my passport...
Next, please.
Thank you.
those citizens who questioned those suspect harborers of doubt were brought before a panel of the Ministry of Health. They were tested and accepted grants to erect and quarantine.
Salutes the Commonwealth in Sanj.
A distant bugle.
Australia, Australia, I think of you each day. Australia, Australia, at work or at play, we think of you in the morning and in the evening too. We even wake up at midnight so that we can think of you. Australia, Australia, though we're millions of miles apart, remember, if ever we chase you, you've got a jolly good start.
It was 1950 in England, but still only 1861 in Australia. Such is the difference in time twixt these two great countries. The Australian Bush, 1860. The Ned Kellys are seated astride their breakfast.
All gone, Nutty. All gone.
All right, Dan.
Drop everything, Australian criminal cobbers. That's what happened to the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Hey, what do yous jokers want?
I'll tell you what we jokers want. You've been stealing sheep.
That's a dirty lie.
Bah.
Dan, go and let that dog out.
I'm sorry I misjudged you, Australian cobra. So, you have been stealing sheep. Hands up. Down. Up, 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 down. When I take prisoners, I like them fit. Now then, Cobars, are you going to come quietly, or do I have to use earplugs?
Hey! Hey, just a moment, Trooper Moses.
Yes.
Let us go, and I'll tell you where you can find your dear old long-lost mother.
Where?
She's in Bathurst Jail, and she's gonna be hung tomorrow morning.
Thank heaven she's safe.
Yes, it's all coming back again to me.
That's why we think of you every morning and in the evening at all. We even wake up at midnight so that we can think of your Australia, Australia. We love you from the heart, the liver, the kidneys and the giblets, and every other
to spend an evening sitting on a rock in the middle of the desert with me boomerang in me hand. I should very likely get bushwhacked. Get out of it, nasty bushwhacking animal. think I'll make a nice cup of tea. Good gracious. There goes a kangaroo. I must have a practice with me boomerang. Hit him right behind the left elbow. Now then, slowly back.
If you throw that thing at me, I'll jump right on your head.
Isn't it marvellous? Got a land full of kangaroos and I had to pick that one.
For three long months he sat there, or maybe it was four. Then an old man in a kangaroo skin came knocking at his door.
I'm the local witch doctor, son. They call me George Elfie Black. Now tell me, what's your trouble, boy?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I'll wave the thing all over the place. Practice till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
Don't worry, boy, I know the trick, and to you I'm gonna show it. If you want your boomerang to come back, well, first you've got to throw it.
Oh, yes, never thought of that. Daddy will be pleased.
Must have a go.
Excuse me. Now then, slowly back and throw.
Oh, my God. I've hit the flying doctor.
Can you do first aid?
Don't talk to me about first aid, boy. You owe me 14 chickens, you know. Well, I learned you to throw the boomerang, you know. First thing first.
Yes, I know that, but I mean, I think on this occasion, you know, you
okay, a good morning, or a good evening, or a good day, or good grief, or a wiki wacky woo, whatever you got, I'll take it. This is your host, KBC, and this is the Bit Slap, and we're on vacation this week. We're touring the world. We started basically in a mythical kingdom called Polizania. That was long-lived Polizania from Klaatu. Remember Klaatu? There was rumored that Klaatu was actually the Beatles. Nothing could be further from the truth. They were actually the Rolling Stones with members of Procol Harum. Following that, the Goons from... I'm not sure if it was the Goons or if it was just Spike Milligan, but that was Australia. And then Charlie Drake, not really about any place in particular, but Charlie Drake anyway, My Boomerang Won't Come Back. An old favorite from the 60s. So we're just going to be like traveling around today to different places, pretending we're tourists because we never get to go anywhere. You know, because we're Americans. We don't go anywhere. We expect everybody to come to us. So we're on the road today, visiting various places. Hope you enjoy yourself. Please behave yourself. Observe the local customs. Don't be ugly Americans. And I'll be your tour guide today, and I'll come back to tell you where we've been after we've been there. In the meantime, enjoy yourself. Watch out for the food. Don't drink the water.
A documentary film offered as a public service to the nation. Uncle Sam's Power Plant. This is Boulder Dam. This mighty expanse of steel and concrete, stretching as far as the eye can see, makes up what is America's second largest hydroelectrical project. Reared up as a tribute to man's ingenuity in his eternal struggle over Mother Nature. Boulder Dam. Mighty Boulder Dam. Mighty, mighty. Here was desert wasteland. Here grew nothing except the cactus, the Joshua tree, and an occasional yucca. And now there is something where once there wasn't nothing. Boulder Dam. Mighty Boulder Dam. Mighty, mighty. Into the making of this massive hydroelectrical project went 850,000 tons of cement, 9,744,000 feet of concrete tubing, and 12,844,623,934 feet of electrical wiring. And there she stands, Boulder Dam. Mighty Boulder Dam. Boulder, Boulder. Let us go inside the dam now and have a look at the machinery. Huh? These are the dynamos. Each of these massive dynamos is capable of producing up to 22 volts of electricity. And heaven knows how many kilowatts. Fantastic dynamo. Say, just look how large that man looks next to that dynamo, huh? 300 miles to the west is Hollywood. Hollywood, lovely Hollywood. Twinkling jewel of the Southland. Gossamer web of loveliness. Translucent home of beauty, Hollywood. Oh look, it's Hollywood and Vine. Hollywood and Vine. And see who's walking there. It's our old friend, Hedda Hopper. Hello, Hedda. Hello, Hedda. Hedda. Oh, it's just a fruit stand. Hello, fruit stand. And yet, Hollywood, with all its twinkling radiance, all its gem-like loveliness, Hollywood could not live a single day. Not a wheel would turn. Not a light would light, not a camera would roll, without Boulder Dam. Turn on a mighty wheel. Turn on a massive electricity. Feed the nation. Fuel the nation. Good luck to you, Boulder Dam.
After working all year down at Big Roy's Heating and Plumbing. So one night when my family and I were gathered round the dinner table, I said, kids, if you could go anywhere in this great big world now, where'd you like to go to? They said, Dad, we want to see the biggest pot of twine in Minnesota. They picked the biggest pot of twine in Minnesota.
car with potato skins and pickled wieners, crossword puzzles, Spider-Man comics, and Mama's homemade rhubarb pie. Pulled out of the driveway and the neighbors, they all waved goodbye. And so began our three-day journey. We picked up a guy holding a sign that said Twine Ball or Bust. He smelled real bad and he said his name was Bernie. Put in a slim Winman tape, my wife put on a brand new hairnet. Kids were in the backseat, jumping up and down, yelling, "Are we there yet?" And all of us were joined together in one common thought as we rolled down the long and winding interstate on our 53 to Soda. We're going to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. We're heading for the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Get there, so we drove straight through for three whole days and nights. Of course, we stopped for more pickled wieners now and then. The scenery was just so pretty. Boy, I wish the kids could have seen it, but you can't see out of the side of the car because the windows are completely covered with the decals from all the places where we've already been. Like Elvis Orama, the Tupperware Museum, the Boll Weevil Monument, Cranberry World, the Shuffleboard Hall of Fame, Poodle Dog Rock, and the Mecca of Albino Squirrels. We've been to Ghost Town theme parks, wax museums, and the place where you can drive through the middle of a tree scene, alligator farms, and tarantula wrenches, but there's still one thing we gotta see. Well, we crossed the state line about 6:39, and we saw the sign that said Twine Ball Exit 50 miles. Oh, the kids were so happy, they started singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall for the 27th time that day. So we pulled off the road at the Last Chance gas station, got a few more pickled wieners and a diet chocolate soda. On our way to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. We're gonna see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Finally, at 7:37 early Wednesday evening, as the sun was setting in the Minnesota sky. Out in the distance, on the horizon, it appeared to me like a vision before my unbelieving eyes. We parked the car and walked with awe-filled reverence toward that glorious, huge, majestic sphere. I was just so overwhelmed by its sheer immensity, I had to pop myself a beer. we stayed that night at the Twine Ball Inn. In the morning we were on our way home again, but we didn't really want to leave, that was perfectly clear. I said, folks, I can tell you're all sad to go. Then I winked my eye and I said, you know, I got a funny kind of feeling we'll be coming back again next year.
Sell this meat for state in Florida. Don't buy that real estate in Florida. Too many people in Florida. Real estate in Florida. Alligator's home now. The alligator got no place to go now. We're taking away the alligator's home. But the alligator got no place to go. Oh, no, no. We're taking away the alligator. The alligator got no place to go. Oh, oh, no. Taking away the alligator's home. But the alligator got no place to go. Oh, oh, no. Alligator, alligator, see you later, see you later. Alligator, alligator.
I'm gonna move down to Florida. And I'm gonna bowl me a perfect game. I'm gonna cut off my leg down in Florida. And I'm gonna dance one legged off in the rain. Well, they say the Sydney 40-year-old blind man. And they say that it'll be Jiggy with a Soviet view. I said that when I go down to Florida, there ain't no kind of sexual healing that I would not do, that I could not do. They said it right here. Well, I'm moving down to Florida. And you know that I'm gonna have to potty train the chairman Mao. And I'm gonna make the governor write my doo-doo a letter, child. And then I'm gonna grind me a white castle slider out of India's sacred cow. Well, I'm going down to Florida, child. And I'm gonna build me the atomic bomb. I'm gonna hold time hostage down in Florida, child. Ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do, stepchild. By this time, I guess you figured out about Florida. Turn the muddy water into Vaseline stained. Maybe making tadpoles the size of Mercury's in Florida. That'd be telling Julio Iglesias what to sing now. Well, whoever said this Sydney thought he was a blind man. Knew the same of Elvis Presley, too. Cause all the sausages that dance like Ray Bolger on the hood of a car in a traffic jam. No, just exactly what to do right here. should be singing over the ceiling. He's in the room for a while. He's like Vince, I want to run away. Well, I'm not for a while. I got hurt. I took all the children down for it. In the sport, you get young to do. Well, I'm never going back to Florida. What's wrong with me today? Well, I settle down in Florida. But I'm gonna explode the whole thing in a couple of days. Get that boy in Florida. To teach him what to do.
I know the sky is full and fair. I'd be so happy if I were there. No matter where I chance to be, Connecticut is the place for me.
Miss every light, miss every hill. Even in dreams I think of them still. And when you see them you agree, Connecticut is the place to be.
Village dream and childhood scenes are things that I remember, yes.
Land of dreams and moonlit streams, how close to heaven can you get?
Nights full of stars, hearts full of joy.
Paradise for a girl and a boy.
I guess it suits me to a T. Connecticut is the place for me to be. Connecticut is the place for me. It's such a great state for a late day with a maid waiting just for you.
And every Yale guy is a male guy through and through.
It's an outstanding state.
It's never hum, some late and some shone with a song, storm and a guitar.
You'll find the chips slicker and then mix quicker by far.
It's such a great state.
It's thick and spanner than old Montana. Indiana can't rate.
The nights are longer
and the men are stronger.
So linger longer and wait, 'cause it's a great, 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 great state. Dined in Capri, thought it was swell. Sampled some wine in a Naples hotel. Though I was sure the road to Rome, Connecticut still will be my home.
Italy was fun to see and really gave me quite a boost. Had a spree in gay Paris. Those mademoiselles were mighty cute. They do. Circle the globe,
dozens of times.
Seen all its wonders, known all its flowers. I've searched it with a fine tooth comb
and found that I only had one home, sweet home. Connecticut always will be my home, sweet home.
Oh, why did I ever roam? I want to go back home. But the home that I long for ain't down in the Suwannee. It ain't on the shores of the lakes of Killarney. I don't want a home where the buffalo roam. And as for the lone prairie, you can have it, I don't want it, it's too flat for me. There's only one place that I long for, and that's what I'm singing this here song for. I want to go back, hey, to my home there in Brooklyn, USA there. Back to the whence I first came from. I want to see once more my little old home next to the subway station. I wanna see once more that little old school where they learned me my education. Oh, take me back to Brooklyn, where things was always good. That's where I always should have stood. Take me back to Brooklyn, USA. Ah, Brooklyn, 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 dear Brooklyn, how can I ever forget thee? You know, people say that we guys from Brooklyn talk funny. They say we ain't got no diction. Well, I fail to see where we guys from Brooklyn talk hardly no different than nobody else which talks decent English. And they're always making fun of the girls in Brooklyn. The girls are beautiful in Brooklyn. I'll never forget the first girl I met there. And her name wasn't one of those Brooklyn names like Moital or Goytrude. Her name... her name was Dorothy. And she was lovely, Dorothy was. I met her at high school. I'll never forget her. She was sweet 16 and kind of chubby. Weighed 180. She was 5 feet in any direction. But she was a wonderful kind of girl to be in love with at school. You see, because on account of the way she was built, no matter where I sat in the classroom, I was right next to her. But it was a tough kind of a romance. I was at that awkward age. Too young to get a job and too old to be a juvenile delinquent. So our love could never be, and it never was. But I'll never forget her, nor Brooklyn. Yes, I've seen the Taj Mahal. It's a picture no artist can paint. But Taj Mahal, Shmaj Mahal, Flatbush it ain't. Ho, 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 take me back to Brooklyn, USA.
Okay. Yes, I will have another Stein, please. Thank you. Ja, das Fräulein. All right, we're taking a few minutes out here in Berlin at the Beer Gardens. Just because we happen to be here. I, you know, there was no agenda involved. We just kind of were here. And I said, hey, you know what? It's a good place to stop. So, a reminder to please keep your hands to yourself. And let's not make a bad name for ourselves or our beloved country, whichever that happens to be. We started with Abe Burrows, Boulder Dam. And then we took a trip to the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota from Weird Al Yankovic. And you know what? I've seen it. I've been there. It's big. Honest. Kamikaze after that, going down to Bloomfield Center right here in New Jersey. Real Estate in Florida from Paulette Ray. I hear you can buy a house down there for like $30,000. Tempting, huh? And so tempting that the Butthole Surfers after that, moving to Florida, Bing Crosby and Judy Garland, Connecticut, and back to Abe Burrows and back home to Brooklyn before we took the jet out here to Germany from JFK. So, we're having a good time so far. There have been no arrests, no complaints, no bail, nothing like that. So, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, and we're off to someplace a little more familiar. We got to travel halfway around the world to get there, but you'll probably know it when you see it. You've heard it before. This will sound very familiar, and yes, you're right, it is. So until we get back home, just keep an eye out your window, and we'll tell you more about it later on. See you in a bit.
Wir sind doch viele Länder, sind beliebt bei allen Ländern. Stadt, Mountain, Boys, wir heißen und spielen für euch jetzt auf. Es wird sich ja gleich hören, denn jetzt kommt der Jungle dran. Yeah, 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 yeah
and settle down in my La Brea heart. Frogs are playing and nobody's dreaming. Settle down in my love.
In Montreal, and I love her, and I miss her so much since I've been away. I have my baby in Montreal, and I love her, and I miss her so much since I've been away. That is why I have the Montreal Canada blues. I'm going to Grand Central Station at 42nd Street. Buy me a ticket to take me to my girl. She's my baby, and yes, I love her so. That is why Montreal, Canada blues. Montreal is fine, and Mellicent, Caston Street, the street of my dreams. Everything that sends me in Montreal. That is why I have the Montreal, Canada blues. Montreal, Canada Montreal, and I love her, and I miss her so much since I've been away. I have my baby in Montreal, and I love her, and I miss her so much since I've been away. That is why I have the Montreal Canada blues. I'm going to Grand Central Station at 42nd Street. Buy me a ticket to take me to my girl. She's my baby, and yes, I love her so. That is why I have the Montreal Canada blues. Montreal is fine, and Mellicent, Caston Street, the street of my dreams. Everything that sends me in Montreal. That is why I have the Montreal Canada blues. Montreal, Canada, blue.
Manhattan moon, Manhattan moon, Manhattan moon. the sky's so bright. Manhattan moon, Manhattan moon, Manhattan moon, you are so bright. We're looking up to you all night, the pillars of red love delight. Manhattan moon, Manhattan moon, Manhattan moon, the sky's so bright. Manhattan moon, Manhattan moon, Manhattan moon, you are so bright. We're looking up to you all night, the fellas up with the delight.
Happened in Baghdad when I was 16. The orchestra was playing the Baghdad Begin. Her name was Alyssa, and I felt like a man. But when I started to kiss her, all my troubles began. And I still have the scars that her fingernails made on my face. They left quite a trace. She said I was base. I tried to grab her by the Kasbah in a gentlemanly fashion. It was only her asthma that I mistook for passion. The next night, we were dancing. Now isn't it ironic? I avoided romancing and tried to be platonic. Our lips were seething, Alyssa and I. We could tell by her breathing that the pollen count was high. She was panting so hard, my poor heart was melting with fear. And to be perfectly sincere, so was the wax in my ear. Our love was zestful and suddenly serene, 'cause she had a chest full of pyrobenzamine. Yes, it was under the moon to the tingling tune of the Baghdad
Amazon. Avon calling. Take me
heart's on fire. Hello, Amazon. Avon calling. Take me to your leader. I got a deal for you. I see you use a betel nut for lipstick. There's nothing like a natural dye. But when the rainforest is cleared and gone, Avon's got an endless supply. Hello, Amazon. Avon calling. Take me to your leader. I got a deal for you. No money, no sweat, no problem. For payment we take chicken and fish. If you wanna be a first world beauty, Avon grants your third world wish. Hello, Amazon. Avon calling. Take me to your leader. I got a deal for you. Skin so soft, so sure to please. Attracts lovers, repels fleas. I must secure this clientele, and I'll hit the outback. Gotta stay one step ahead of that damn pink Cadillac. Plumbing may be coming to you. It's the red, white, and blue thing to do.
I sold my car, thrown in my jar. I'm 24 years old. It's time that I saw the world. I hate it, yes, I hate the cold. And I'm gonna spend, 'cause Norman had a real fine time last year. I hear it doesn't rain. I hope that I can quit the language. Presented me with some tapes of Elton John. That should keep me company. And I hate them, yes, I hate the goodbye I ease. And I'm gonna stay, 'cause Norman had a real fine time last year. I hear it doesn't rain. I hate the cheese and pickle. And I'm gonna stay, 'cause Norman had a real fine time last year. I hear it doesn't rain. Hope that I can quit the swim in the land. Yeah. Hope that I can quit the swim in the land.
Bye.
Captain, Captain, come and dock. And bring along your big fat cocktail shaker. We'll have a ball in my country. Skies are blue, the sun is beaming, and I can't wait to have your semen. Come on ashore to my country. We'll rent a boat and go explore the treasures on my ocean floor. The swamp is thick, but don't be a wussy. Steer your canoe right through my pussy willows. We'll catch a buzz and have a gas and get ourselves a piece of asparagus. I grow it here in my country.
Let's tell them what to pack, Polly.
A pair of shorts should do the trick. But don't forget that 10-inch dickie, baby. The nights are cool in my country. But when it's frigid on the eastern front, it's nice and hot down in my country. So baby, please come again. Come again. Come again. Come again.
Sorry, I was just practicing my guitar there. It's tough to do since I broke my wrist. All right, we're home. It seems like we just left, but now we're home. So I hope you all had a good time. And if you didn't, refunds will be available. Go see our credit manager, Helen Waite. Okay, if you want a refund, go to Helen Waite. We started with... that was Pico and Sepulveda. Did that sound familiar? Those of you who are not brain dead yet will remember that as the theme song to the... What? The Dr. Demento Show. Wind up your radios, boys and girls. Okay, remember that? That was the Roto-Rooter Good Time Christmas Band. Pretty obscure, I guess, if it wasn't for that. And they also achieved even greater fame. It was their version of Happy Trails to You, which was the closing theme to the Bud Stipel Show on WFMU. I know a lot of you probably remember that better than Dr. Demento, but that was it. Pico and Sepulveda. It's an intersection out in L.A. I've never been there. I've been to L.A. once, and it was to go through L.A. on the way to Disneyland. God help me. The only time I ever went down there was to go to Disneyland. What the hell was I thinking? Anyway, those days are gone. All right, after that, Eddie Murray. The Montreal Canada Blues, Gordon Thomas, Manhattan Moon, Bob Peck, The Baghdad Begin, Therapy Sisters, Avon in the Amazon, Steve Bent, I'm Going to Spain, screw you guys, I'm going to Spain, and The Lemon Sisters in My Country. I had to throw one of those in for you. So, okay, we're home now. Hope you don't have too much in the way of jet lag. If you do, just drink heavily. It'll go away eventually. If it doesn't go away, just keep drinking. And you might want to eat something, too. So I'll see you next week. I'm not going to give you any idea what next week is about. Just give you a clue. Bring your dancing shoes, kids. All right? Coming up, another side trip. This is a genuine, honest-to-God travelogue. Captured off of... somewhere, I don't know where, but you may have heard it before, but it's very interesting, and it just really brings home the area to you. So I'll see you next week. Good luck with the mountains, and I'll see you then. Bye. Don't forget, bring your shoes, bring your dancing shoes.
Thank you. gateway to the south. We enter Balham through the verdant grasslands of Battersea Park, and at once we are aware that here is a land of happy, contented people who go about their daily tasks in truly democratic spirit. This is busy High Street, focal point of the town's activity. Note the quaint old stores whose frontage is covered with hand-painted inscriptions, every one a rare example of native Balham art. Let us read some of them as our camera travels past.
Cooking apples, choice eaters.
A song to remember at the Tantamount Cinema.
A suit to remember at Montague Moth.
Promotions conducted with decorum and taste.
Fight tonight, bring your own paper. Rally Thursday, Berkeley Square. Viscountess Lewisham and Mrs. Gerald Legg. Up the ruling classes.
This shows the manifold activities of Balham's thriving community. But in quiet corners, we still find examples of the exquisite workmanship that Balham craftsmen have made world famous. Toothbrush holesmanship.
On my forge, I carve the little holes in the top of toothbrushes. It is exciting work, and my forefathers have been engaged upon it since 1957. The little holes in the top are put in manually, or in other words, once a year. I recently had the honor of demonstrating my craft before the owner of Ice. He stopped by one day for a couple of words. I did not understand either of them.
So much for Balham's industries. Now let us see a little more of the town. Here is the great park covering nearly half an acre. This is where the children traditionally meet by the limpid waters of the old drinking fountain. A drinking fountain that has for countless years, across the vast aeons of time, given untold pleasure to man, woman, and child. Beside this fountain, donated by able counselor Quills as long ago as 1928, the little ones sit around a trim nursemaid and listen spellbound and enchanted as she reads them a story.
With one bound, he was by her side. Nora felt his hot breath on her cheek as he ripped the thin silk from...
We are now entering Old Balham. Time has passed by this remote corner. So shall we. But Balham is not neglecting the cultural side. This is Eugene Quills, whose weekly recitals are attended by a vast concord of people. He has never had a lesson in his life. Such is the enthusiasm of Balham's music lovers that they are subscribing to a fund to send Eugene to Italy or Vienna or anywhere. Night falls on Balham. From Quill's Folly, Balham's famous beauty spot, which stands nearly 10 feet above sea level, the town is spread below us in a fairyland of glittering lights, changing all the time. Green, amber, red, red and amber, and back to green. The nightlife is awakening. The El Morocco Tea Room.
Hi, miss.
Yes, what do you want?
Pilchards.
They're off, dear.
Baked beans?
Off.
Oh, meatloaf salad?
That's off, too.
Pot of tea?
No tea, dear.
Or just milk, then?
Milk's off.
Roll and butter, then?
No butter, dear.
Oh, just a roll.
Only bread, love.
I might have just as well have stayed at home.
Well, I don't know. It does you good to have a fling occasionally.
And so the long night draws on. The last stragglers make their way home, and the lights go out one by one as dawn approaches and the bell of St. Quill's Parish Church tolls 10 o'clock. Balham sleeps. And so we say farewell to this historic borough with many pleasant memories and the words of C. Quill Smith, Balham's own bard, burning in our ears.
Broad-bosomed, bold, becalmed, benign, lies Belham, four square on the northern line. Matched by no marvel save in eastern scene, a rose-red city half as gold as green. By country churchyard, ferny fen and mere, what quills mute, inglorious, lies buried here? Oh, stands the church clock at 10 to 3, and is there honey still for tea?
Honey's off, dear.